Hello, everyone, and welcome to JeffG Tonight. The normies are panicking. Holy shit. Your first bull run, isn't it? We've had basically a pursuit of the crypto world by the American government. My neighbor, who I introduced to Bitcoin, wants to sell me all of his Bitcoin. I'm like, yeah, I'll buy. Let me just find the money and I'll buy all of this. Holy shit, these people are unable to huddle. We told you, we didn't tell you it was going to be easy. We told you you had to huddle. You have to live in poverty. You have to restrict your expenses if you want to survive a bull run or two, as I did at this point, because I kept my Bitcoin on the last bull run. And yeah, I'm not fazed at all by the news and by the attacks against CZ. I think they suck, really. They went after CZ, and CZ is the most honest guy in the business. They went after Binance. They extorted $4 billion from him on pretext that he served accounts that were part of Hamas or Iran, that kind of stuff. And it's like, maybe he didn't know, but he decided to get out of trouble, the get out of jail free card, but at the cost of $4 billion and at the cost of the fact that we had a very good institution in Binance that was taking the crypto world forward, that was centralizing what needed to be centralized, but that was heavily, you know, involved in decentralization and leaving people get away with their Bitcoin to their private wallets. And it's going to get worse, because when the cartel comes in to replace the void left by Binance, it's not that Binance will necessarily close, but certainly with CZ not in power anymore, a replacement coming, and all of the attacks legally, they will be able to operate in less and less countries. And that's a sign that the cartel is planning to establish itself. Now, as a Bitcoin holder, that's fine. I mean, I'm going to sell my Bitcoin to the devil if I need to. I'm going to sell my Bitcoin to the devil of the government. I don't care. You're going to have to pay a lot for it. You want your cartel? Sure. You want to ruin Bitcoin? Sure. You're going to have to pay Papa JF. That's the price. That's how I see it. No matter how strong they go at making these things illegal, they will always do it for a reason. It's because ultimately they are planning to sell more of it, to take control of the market. Now, this will significantly dampen the enthusiasm around crypto, but we'll move to another crypto. If they want to take Bitcoin, make it a 1% fee per year, basically currency through the ETFs and all, sure, they can go ahead. DK Shadow says, this is revenge for FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried. That is an interesting theory, because FTX, it has pissed so much people, and at some point, people like O'Leary came to the U.S. government and started basically advocating for, since we were hit hard by this, why don't you go after CZ also? The thing is, CZ has always been honest. CZ has always honored his withdrawals. CZ has no problem, even with the $4 billion that they just took from him. It seems that Binance is still in good standing. Can you believe this? Sam Bankman-Fried didn't even need to have $4 billion taken from him for him to not be able to honor withdrawals. CZ apparently can. So that's a sign of the financial health that was for Binance. John Drake says he's going to be a felon as well. This is to keep him on the leash forever. Well, at this point, with this basically his abdication in front of the process of justice, he finds himself on a bail. I had told CZ a year ago, do not travel to the US. Are you fucking insane? They're going to take you and put you in a jail. Of course they did. And now they held him in a jail until he would pay. That is what happened. And this crazy guy was traveling to the U.S. at times, traveling to places where he could get caught by the U.S. CZ, 1 year ago, I told him that he had to stay in countries where the U.S. has absolutely zero power. But he chose the other way. He chose to trust the system, but clearly the system was not to be trusted. John Drake says, the honest are dangerous in a corrupt system. Absolutely. This is what I retain from today's events and the attack against Binance and other crypto. Kraken. I see that Andy Great Story has sent a $200 super chat. Thank you so much, Andy. And he says, great show, as always, JF. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, thank you. There's also the Kraken exchange that was accused because they have tokens like Solana, and they were accused of selling securities unregistered. It's always this bullshit. It's always those sideways of getting, like, I hate these red tape laws around the financial sector, because they result in us having to pay more fees at the end. And at the end, it results in fields that could generate a lot of enthusiasm. They can't anymore, because you know everything is going to be gatekept. Everything is going to be filled with parasites of the government that are just taking their slice of the pie. And the more a field becomes like this, the less money there is to be made. The less freedom there is, the less innovation there is, too. Catgirl Kulak declares, women, gender, and equality are now illegal in Argentina. Anyone found in possession of a vagina or a gender identity will be immediately put to hard labor in the penal kitchens and birthing camps. The sandwich much... I was unable to say it. The sandwich must flow. Javier Milei just announced that the Argentinian Ministry of Women, Gender and Equality will close in 21 days. Promises made, promises kept. But it's good. But I want to see more axing of the government. There is much more ministries out there to shut down. But it's good to see that while we crumble under the weight of the bureaucratic federal state in the US and in Canada, Argentina somehow is liberating itself, and that's great to know. Meanwhile, Sam Altman got his revenge. Is it an act of ninjas of the internet, or is it just a result that there's no more employees at OpenAI? Breaking, ChatGPT is down across the internet. Holy shit. I tried logging in, and it says ChatGPT is at capacity right now. So it does seem to be true that ChatGPT is not working, or maybe it's just getting spammed. I don't know. But it's going to be hard to resolve any situation here without Sam Altman and his loyal employees who have defected toward Microsoft. Apparently, 40, like something like 80% of the workforce or something were part of the letter. So that's a lot of people. Now, I always say you can get rid of 80% of the workforce in the tech sector, but it has to be selected. You have to get rid of the right people. You cannot get rid of 80% of the productive people in tech, especially not in a smaller company like this, where they haven't had time yet to fully overbloat themselves. DK Shadow says, good thing I didn't pay for premium. Yeah, OpenAI going down. My God, that is... This is such an exciting time to be alive. I don't think that any of this is dramatic. I think the best position to be in for 2023, 2024 is to have Bitcoin and have a sense of humor, because this world is going down and we're going to enjoy every bit of it. pull your popcorn. You don't need much to survive. You don't need much to live. Just relax and enjoy the shit show because this world is crumbling. Elon Musk has brought attention to a letter about trans rights in OpenAI. I don't know what's the link to trans rights, but the note to readers starts with this. Trans rights are human rights, but it seems like an important letter because it details, apparently, previous behaviors of Sam Altman, and it gives us insight into the personality of Sam Altman from a bunch of concerned employees who apparently may have been leaving the company before. I did not originate this text. It came from board.net, but that has fallen over. This is an archive for readability's sake. Okay, let's see what was said here. To the board of directors of OpenAI, we are writing to you today to express our deep concern about the recent events at OpenAI, particularly the allegations of misconduct against Sam Altman. We are former OpenAI employees who left the company during a period of significant turmoil and upheaval. As you have now witnessed what happens when you dare stand up to Sam Altman, perhaps you can understand why so many of us have remained silent for fear of repercussions. We can no longer stand by silent. So yes, I'm believing more and more that Sam Altman pulled this whole thing. He got himself fired, and I'm believing that he got himself fired for the exact reasons that we saw happen, which is he wanted to move everything to Microsoft. And the board started being justifiably uncomfortable with his cozying with Microsoft. The board wanted just a partnership with Microsoft, and then they wanted to stay an independent company. And I think that Sam Altman ultimately did what he wanted to force the board to do, which is a transfer of everything to Microsoft. Basically, my current theory is that Sam Altman decided with Microsoft, hey, we're going to do the transfer of everything to Microsoft, employees, IP, knowledge, know-how, call it all, it's yours. And if the board doesn't like it, I'm going to be such an asshole to them. They're going to fire me. And we're still going to do it. So basically, they'll be stuck with a public crisis. And so he cornered the board by doing the transfer to Microsoft, acting way too cozy with Microsoft, and basically abandoning his fiduciary duty as an executive of OpenAI. And the board tried to react quick by firing him, but it was too late. He already had all of his plan laid out to react to the firing and create a whole utopian cause out of what is really an act of corporate pillaging. I believe that Sam Altman has just been successful at pulling an act of corrupt corporate pillaging and selling it deceptively to the public and to his own employees as an act of marvel and a cause for AGI and that kind of stuff. Rodila Sid says, that would be unfortunate. Does Sam want to be a billionaire now? Yes, this is all worrying. In my view, in my sense of justice, there should be a legal intervention here that completely removes any wealth from Sam Altman that cost billions of dollars for Microsoft, and it should all be poured to the OpenAI company because they just got scammed hard by a business partner, a viper in Microsoft. Anyways, let's keep reading these allegations. We believe that the board of directors has a duty to investigate these allegations thoroughly and take appropriate actions. We urge you to expand the scope of Emmett's investigation to include an examination of Sam Altman's actions since August 2018 when OpenAI began transitioning from a nonprofit to a for-profit entity. That is very important because that is the point at which they scammed OpenAI out of the hands of Elon Musk. Elon Musk was like, hey, I contributed to this nonprofit. I wanted great realization and everything. And now you're telling me that you're for profit? You're just switching identity? And I don't even own a piece of your for-profit entity? So OpenAI was scamming investors from the start. The whole thing around switching from nonprofit to for-profit was the first scam. The latest one is just a different one. Issue an open call for private statements from former OpenAI employees who resigned, were placed on medical leave, or were terminated during this period. Protect the identities of those who come forward to ensure that they are not subjected to retaliation or other forms of harm. We believe that a significant number of OpenAI employees were pushed out of the company to facilitate its transition to a for-profit model. This is evidenced by the fact that OpenAI's employees' attrition rate between January 2018 and July 2020 was in the order of 50%. They did a complete rotation, basically. Throughout our time at OpenAI, we witnessed a disturbing pattern of deceit and manipulation by Sam Altman and Greg Brockman, driven by their insatiable pursuit of achieving artificial general intelligence. Their methods, however, have raised serious doubts about their true intention and extent to which they genuinely prioritize the benefit of all humanity. Many of us, initially hopeful about OpenAI's mission, chose to give Sam and Greg the benefit of the doubt. However, as their actions became increasingly concerning, those who dared to voice their concerns were silenced or pushed out. The systemic silencing of dissent created an environment of fear and intimidation, effectively stifling any meaningful discussion about the ethical implications of OpenAI's work. We provide concrete examples of Sam and Greg's dishonesty and manipulation, including Sam's demand for researchers to delay reporting progress on specific secret research initiatives, which were later dismantled for failing to deliver sufficient results quickly enough. Those who questioned this practice were dismissed as bad culture fits and even terminated, some just before Thanksgiving 2019. Okay, so there were secret initiatives, and Sam Altman was hiding them from the board, and it was dealt with the employees. You don't talk about this one. Greg's use of discriminatory language against a gender transitioning team member, despite many promises to address this issue, no meaningful action was taken except for Greg simply avoiding all communication with the affected individual, effectively creating a hostile work environment. This team member was eventually terminated for alleged underperformance. Sam directing IT and operations staff to conduct investigations into employees, including Ilya, without the knowledge or consent of management. Sam's discreet yet routine exploitation of OpenAI's nonprofit resources to advance his personal goals, particularly motivated by his grudge against Elon following their falling out. So really, the source of this whole move seems to be presented here as really a case of tension between Sam Altman and Elon Musk. So it's quite interesting when you consider the awakening of Elon Musk on questions of Jewish culture in the West. It's quite interesting when you consider the timing of it, that basically Elon Musk got fucked by Sam Altman, and it was probably more personal than we can ever know. Basically, this move was an explicit move to exclude Elon Musk from the consideration. And this, Sam Altman then, at the move between the non-profit to for-profit, was already on his path toward Microsoft. He was seeing himself as ascending away from people like Elon Musk. Now, what was the issue that he took with Elon? I don't know exactly, but something tells me it's probably has to do with the moral implications of this AI. Because notice how ChatGPT became hyper-woke. And notice how Twitter became hyper-not-woke. And in fact, they went totally different routes. Sam Altman wanted to manipulate the AI to manipulate the Western mind, something that probably Elon Musk had an issue with. And consider the Grok AI by Elon Musk. The Grok AI is precisely what OpenAI could have become if it wasn't that it was cocked by Jewish philosophy, basically. And so Elon is ultimately in his current quest of X and Grok AI. He is currently looking to undo the walking away of Sam Altman based on deeply ethical considerations. Ultimately, Elon's philosophy is, no, if we have developed a tool to find the truth, we shouldn't train it to respect the social taboos of humanity. We have developed basically a... We have developed a super fast car, a Ferrari, but we're locking it at 60 miles per hour. The Ferrari of truth seeking, AI. The operations team tacit acceptance of the special rules that applied to Greg navigating intricate requirements to avoid being blacklisted. So not clear what were these special rights here, but interesting. So unfairness in the workplace. Brad Lightcap's unfulfilled promise to make public the documents detailing OpenAI's capped profit structure and the profit cap for each investor. Sam's incongruent promises to research projects for compute quotas, causing internal distrust and infighting. Despite the mounting evidence of Sam and Greg's transgressions, those who remain at OpenAI continue to blindly follow their leadership even at significant personal cost. This unwavering loyalty stems from a combination of fear of retribution and the allure of potential financial gains through OpenAI's profit participation units. The governance structure of OpenAI, specifically designed by Sam and Greg, deliberately isolates employees from overseeing the for-profit operations precisely due to their inherent conflict of interest. This opaque structure enables Sam and Greg to operate with impunity, shielded from accountability. We implore you, the board of directors, to remain steadfast in your commitment to OpenAI's original mission and not succumb to the pressures of profit-driven interest. The future of artificial intelligence and the well-being of humanity depend on your unwavering commitment to ethical leadership and transparency. Well, I think there are some things in there that we can dismiss. There are some things that are just low levels of workplace conflict that are not super interesting. There is also this anti-for-profit mentality that's probably a communist mentality coming from the fact that people in the tech sector are just liberals coming from universities. And I think we can put this aside too. But what I retain... What I retain from this is the tension that existed between Elon and Sam Altman. I think it's the most important point here. And the fact that Sam Altman was already in a mentality back a long time ago, he was in a mentality of freeing himself from the corporate structure, which he found was stifling of his innovations toward AGI or toward whatever utopian vision he had. Stephen Robinson says, breaking, DOJ finds Binance intentionally caused a liquidity crisis within FTX that played a role in the loss of nearly $10 billion in customer funds. The $4 billion settlement would be added directly to the recovered assets fund to match customer deposits one-to-one in early 2024. Well, that is absolutely ridiculous. that is fucking theft, okay? That to ask CZ, who has not caused the FTX situation, CZ sold his FTX investment and then revealed publicly, yeah, I sold my FTX investment. That is the extent of the actions of CZ with respect to FTX. So FTX fell on its own. Why did it fell on its own? Because FTX was spending customer funds for risky bets through Alameda Research and for political donation to the Democrat Party. So now people are like, hey, where's my money? Well, your money is in the hands of a weird-looking girl in the Bahamas who bet with it at 100x leverage and in the hands of Joe Biden. So the government sees this and they're like, oh no, we can't have people demanding their money back from Joe Biden and from our beloved goblin-looking woman in the Bahamas. So they're like, oh, well, we're going to take that money from CZ and we're going to make up a story about how CZ ultimately caused all of this. That is blackpilling, really, about the world and about how dirty everyone is, how evil everyone is. You have to be evil to make these plans, these political games. But that's unfortunately the level of things in the world, and I'm disgusted at the world when you tell me this news. I don't know if you're kidding, Stephen Robinson. I hope that you're not fooling me here. But holy shit, is it disgusting, this world. Night King says, Jeff, are you aware of the whole effective altruist versus actual accelerationist take on this? And if so, what is your opinion? The board members who kicked Sam, i.e. Ellen Toner, even had a TED talk on effective altruism and openly was about slowing down AI progress. Yeah, I think we have in the tension between Sam Altman and Elon Musk a first iteration of basically Sam Altman drifting away from ethical considerations, thinking, oh, well, you know, we'll do the ethics. Not that he's a cowboy, but he's probably a cowboy in the sense of being a liberal leftist cowboy, in the sense that Sam Altman doesn't have the ethical hesitations of greater minds than his, probably because he is so convinced about being right about his morality. See, Jews don't need to have an argument for why Trump is bad. They just know it in their heart. That's how they approach they are totally convinced that they are correct on this. That is why you have a Sam Harris with a Jewish mind writing The Moral Landscape, convinced that morality is truth, convinced that it's the same thing. Because in his clarity, in the Jewish clarity, and it's kind of, I'm using the word clarity here, I'm using it ironically here, but in their perceived self-clarity, they are totally sure that things are good or bad because they see the goodness, and the goodness is how much harm will I have avoided? They don't think it through. When you think it through, you realize that every harm you succeed at avoiding is further harm that you caused in the future. When you go through the iteration of the generations, when you see the cone of rapes that leads to your own existence, just rape, 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 just rape here, rape, 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 and then monkeys and then you. When you go through this iterative process, you realize that being in this chain of events and doing something that the modern liberal mind would judge as good, like helping people, like saving people, like offering healthcare, down the line, you don't know what you're causing. You're dangerous, really. And people with this mentality of having the conviction that their proximate perceptions of harm are the proper guide for morality on planet Earth are the most dangerous people. Because they will soon use their arguments to throw us down the ravine of self-destruction, genetic self-destruction. They will be so much into improving the human mind and improving the human experience that eventually they're going to obliterate us from existence through genetic modification. One after the other, these genetic modification will all fit the liberal paradigm. Oh, it's good. You got less suffering, right? Oh, it's good. You got less Alzheimer's, right? We don't want Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's bad. Oh, but now you've modified the mind of people to be a little more like this and a little less like this. What's the consequence down the line of the cone of rape? What's the consequence down the line 1 million years ahead? They don't want to think about this. I'm so pissed and black-pilled, it's amazing how bad this world is and how no one wants to understand. And Sam Altman gets his crazy utopian visions basically being served by a corporation that's ready to take the risk, that's ready to say, hey, we don't care. We're not like Elon Musk. I'm sure that Elon Musk had fundamental ethical blockades about what Sam Altman was doing as it relates to the manipulation of truth, the manipulation of deceptive signals in society, the dissemination of anti-reproductive signals in society. Because when Sam Altman decides that ChatGPT is going to tell you a fake story about what's a male and what's a female, there's a bunch of babies that aren't born because of this. Stephen Robinson says, for your information, X is real, DeFi hosted peer-to-peer on the IPFS, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I saw the X website has changed, and it used to be that they were serving their own front end. But now they are just pointing to an IPFS link that serves the front end. Interesting from a legal, legal denial perspective. That's probably why they're doing this. So Sam Altman just made his path away from ethics and toward behavioral humanitarian control. And that is extremely worrying. My tentative conclusions on Sam Altman, the reason the board fired him must have been because of exactly what's happening now. That is, Altman was becoming too cozy with Microsoft, while the board wanted to retain secrecy and independence from Microsoft. Microsoft and Sam Altman gave no choice to the board. Either we will pillage OpenAI and you'll let us do it, or you'll have to cause a public scene and we'll still do it. The board tried to defend against the disloyal potential of Sam Altman, but it was too late. Sam had already committed strongly enough to Microsoft that they were ready to hire him and operate the transfer of IP even if he was officially fired. What Sam wasn't straightforward about to the board was the extent of the IP transfer he was effectuating toward Microsoft. And when I say IP here, I mean it large. I said yesterday that ChatGPT is not patentable. So the IP is the IP of the know-how. It's the IP of the team dynamic. It's the IP of the operational knowledge of ChatGPT. There is a spectacular lawsuit brewing here and a legitimate one. This is a purchase without a payment. Justin Binance allowed ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas to transact on its platform, U.S. government says. Yeah, DK Shadow brought me a definition that is the tacit knowledge. The knowledge that is not easily pluggable in a manual. The kind of knowledge you cannot write down. The knowledge of the know-how, the intuitions of people, basically the collective value of this whole team that knows how to operate ChatGPT and could be reborn somewhere else at any time. And you give them the computers they need, they can bring back a product like ChatGPT. So yeah, this whole ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, how would he know? They're assassinating a beautiful person. That is what's so scandalous to me. Because for someone who doesn't care down the line in 100 years, they look back at these journal articles and historical statements, and they will remember CZ as a criminal. But CZ was the most honest person in the crypto space. I don't think that he was intentionally engaging with accounts of ISIS. I think his only sin was to be too open and too much willing to serve people who came to him. And so his only sin was to make the best platform that would outcompete anything comparable and to offer super low fees to the people using it. And They caught him for the sin of not bringing back the share that the American government expects from everything. The parasitic share of the bureaucratic class of the American government. This is so insulting and so ahistorical. Like, I can see fake history being born right in front of our eyes, and I can't do anything about it. So frustrating. I wish I could yell to the future. CZ was a good man. CZ has always been honoring all of his payments to all of his users. And what they are criticizing from him, he probably didn't know. It's probably even a setup, you know? Yeah, sure. So you knew that this wallet was Hamas wallet. How did you know? Some fucking Israeli intelligence agent? Yeah, let me guess. Justin, Binance CEO, released from custody on $175 million bond with promise to appear in court, no law violations, DNA testing, no controlled substances, victim and witness protection. $175 million personal recognizance bond, accompanied by a $4 billion fee to get out of trouble, basically. DOJ, what was this? He has to step down from CEO of Binance, so he won't be able to have an active role. Today, I stepped down as CEO of Binance. Admittedly, it was not easy to let go emotionally, but I know it's the right thing to do. I made mistakes and I must take responsibility. This is best for our community, for Binance, and for myself. Binance is no longer a baby. It is time for me to let it walk and run. I know Binance will continue to grow and excel with the deep bench it has. I'm pleased to announce that Richard Tang, our new former global head of regional markets, has been named the new CEO of Binance today. Richard is a highly qualified leader and with over 3 decades of financial services and regulatory experience, he will navigate the company through its next period of growth. He will ensure Binance delivers on our next phase of security, transparency, compliance, and growth. Prior to joining Binance, Richard was CEO of the Financial Services Regulatory Authority, blah, blah, blah. With Richard and the entire team, I'm confident that the best days for Binance and the crypto industry lay ahead. As a shareholder and former CEO with historical knowledge of our company, I will remain available to the team to consult as needed, consistent with the framework set out in our U.S. agency resolutions. That is a takeover. That is government theft of an entire company happening right in front of us. The spur theft. Absolutely disgusting. Spur theft because it was better. Unbelievable. They keep hitting at the peak. They keep hitting the successful one until everyone is down there. And then they can win this little cartel game when everyone is down. What's next for me? I will take a break first. I have not had a single day of real phone-off break for the last 6.5 years. After that, my current thinking is I will probably do some passive investing, being a minority token slash shareholder in startups in areas of blockchain slash Web3 slash DeFi, AI, and biotech. I am happy that I will finally have some more time to spend looking at DeFi. I can't see myself being a CEO driving a startup again. I am content being a one-shot lucky entrepreneur. Should there be listeners, I may be open to being a coach slash mentor to a small number of upcoming entrepreneurs privately. If for nothing else, I can at least tell them what not to do. What not to do, Papa Jeff told you, CZ. Do not travel in some place where the American Empire has reached. I warned you 1 year ago. Ariel Suarez says, I mean, what action done by the government isn't theft, Jeff. None, but that one is particularly clear. On that note, I am proud to point out that in our resolutions with the U.S. agencies, they did not allege that Binance misappropriated any user funds and do not allege that Binance engaged in any market manipulations. Funds are safe, you. With that, I look forward to seeing the new leadership take the reins. Please join me in congratulating Richard on his well-deserved promotion. This is completely useless. Destruction of something that was good. Now, I was gone from Binance about a year ago. I told you guys withdraw from Binance about 8 months ago or a year ago. So I knew that this was coming. And see how important it is to not travel. I want people to understand when you are deranging the systems of power in some way, you can't travel. I know you've been told we are in an open society with rights and everything. We don't have rights. You have rights until you use them, and then they're taken from you. You have rights to competition, and then if you outcompete the others, they take what you built. DOJ to announce significant crypto enforcements alongside CFTC, Treasury. It's unclear what actions the CFTC, DOJ, and Treasury will announce Tuesday afternoon. Go Away says, I canceled my sex tourism trip to the Philippines because of the advice of JF. Well, see, excellent. We are making you guys take the good moves and saving yourself lots of trouble. Someone had an idea. Maybe we could make some news where the Hamas Command Center is identified under the IRS building. Maybe that could lead Israel to to want to bomb the IRS. Maybe that could help. Stephen Robinson says, Jeff, how does America have jurisdiction to make CZ step down as CEO? Oh, they don't. They don't, but they hold him in a jail cell. And this is extortion. This is textbook extortion. They hold him on a jail cell, And they said, oh, if you want a voluntary deal with us, we can make a deal. Are you open for a deal or do you want to spend 50 years in jail? Because it's what it's going to be. So it's like, yeah, they don't have the jurisdiction, but they can still get him to sign a paper that he's going to do it. And they can still get him to do it. Yeah, voluntary, says DK Shadow. So what do you want? Well, when you have extortion over people, you have everything. When you can physically extort and detain, you have the power over someone's will. Hamas is expected to release 50 hostages over a four-day ceasefire if Netanyahu cabinet approves. Further details as reported in Israeli media. Government meets on proposed deal to release some 50 Israeli hostages over 4 days of ceasefire. Deal provides for more releases later. Palestinian prisoners to be freed, but not murderers. Okay, so basically an exchange of prisoners. We'll see if it happens. This guy has attached a automated Glock gun to his helmet. He has connected the vision of the helmet to the gun so that the gun rotates and shoots wherever he's looking at. So, and also he has a jetpack that maintains him above ground. So he's, I think right now he's just, is he shooting? Yeah, he's shooting. We can see the bullets. And see, he looks down and the gun points down. So now we have a jetpack flying, vision-guided, automated weapons. NVIDIA reports blowout earnings, but warns of significant China slowdown. Guidance matches whisper range. Stock drops. NVIDIA has always been extremely successful on the stock market. But slowdowns are also natural. And we saw a big slowdown today in BTC. That's fine. It will scare the people who don't belong and the people who stay will be in for the coming amazing bull run. What I expect is we will go down, stay down a little bit, and then recover. I'm not particularly worried about the future of crypto. People were asking me to comment on this. It's a NASA woman who lost her mind. I think I had seen that many months ago. She lost her cool and she started pinning holes in the space vessel, leading to danger for her colleagues. I don't know exactly. But this guy says on 4chan, this is pretty true, just a compound of nonstop woman moments and sabotage. She was paranoid about her ex and girlfriend at home. And she wanted more attention and fame. She didn't like doing any of her work. She demanded being excused. Lots of little things trying to make life hard to be forced to go home a year early. She decided space was too much within a week or so. Why would you send a woman in space? Why the This culminated in the bathroom and how NASA and toilets are sexist because they aren't comfortable and there's boys always around. NASA said the toilet was designed with ladies in mind and it's uncomfortable to boys too. She was enraged and demanded a toilet be designed and sent up for women and women only. NASA stated that this will take... NASA stated that this will take up to a year and hundreds of millions of dollars, but that they will start. I don't know if it's a true story, but it's interesting to think that this woman lost it and started complaining about toilets in zero gravity. But I remember that there was a news item about this girl and that, yeah, she failed at continuing her mission and there was some reason for it. But she was pissed at NASA and she was starting to have aggressive behavior. I remember this, but I don't know if the telling of the story on 4chan is correct. MAGA, make Argentina great again. Political outsider Javier Milei won Argentina's presidential election over the weekend in a development that has shocked the world through his policy prescriptions. Though his policy prescriptions are different than Trump's in many respects, Milei is basically the Argentinian version of Donald Trump because of his anti-establishment, drain-the-swamp rhetoric. Yeah, well, did you see any swamp being drained? I see the swamp fully operational. So that's why my heart has been broken in the past by politicians who want to drain the swamp. I mean, do you remember the governator? Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming a governor of, what was it, California? Do you think California, and he had a broomstick, he was holding a broom and he was saying, it's time to clean up the government offices. And so you have this, then you have Trump saying, drain the swamp. Is the federal government, has it been drained? Is the Californian government, has it been drained? Has it been cleaned? So it never happens. I hope it happens for the Argentinians. At least I'll be happy for them. But I can never live in Argentina. That's way too south. I live in the snow. Fentanyl letters expose how partisan journalists operate. I don't know what this article is about. The true danger to American democracy comes from the radical left. Just don't expect to hear it from the mainstream media. Americans learned that law enforcement intercepted a handful of fentanyl-laced letters intended for election offices across at least 5 states, including Georgia's Fulton County. While alarming, fentanyl isn't like anthrax. Briefly touching it isn't deadly, but ingesting it is. Just ask the families of the 74,000 Americans who died from fentanyl in 2022 alone, much of it produced in China and smuggled in through President Biden's wide-open southern border. But dozens of media outlets used the poison letters to peddle the left's favorite new crisis, death threats to election workers from angry Republican voters. Except this time, the media buried a problematic detail. The fentanyl letters apparently came from the far left, not the far right. So end elections now, stop giving power to the right that they don't have. We are in charge now and there is no more need for them. Okay, so it seems that it was some kind of terrorist, anti-fascist, anti-democracy, but anti-democracy because democracy leads to right-wing power. Okay. Shamrock Shake says, does Argentina use BTC as its reserve currency? I don't think so. I've never heard of such a thing. There are small countries that have done this a little bit. Argentina, I don't think so. I think it would have made the news to me if they did. All right, that is it for tonight. Night King says, I received fentanyl when I broke my leg. It's nothing special, to be honest. Well, I'm sure that it may have its medical purposes. I don't even know. But the problem is when you don't know the concentrations, and the problem is the deadly dose is too easily reachable. So that's the issue. And the deadly dose is because of an effect on respiratory centers, which I was studying in my PhD days. That is it for tonight. Thank you so much, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.